22 minutes past 9 Central African time it is, and thanks for staying with us here on Channel Africa. Of course, remember you can find us on Facebook. Our page is Channel Africa - Change Your Game there. Now, Zimbabwean-born Munyaradzi Dongo, popularly known as Mr. M. Dongo, is an innovative, inspirational speaker and a certified entrepreneurship trainer. He is a registered entity that is helping young entrepreneurs to start, restructure, and sustain their businesses. After struggling to break the ground as a business person, he faced challenges that could have stopped him and made him forget about his dream and start living other people's dreams. Fortunately, he had the guts to stand against all odds and broke the ground. Now he joins us in studio. He's one of the most influential young people in South Africa. To hear more about him, a welcome and good morning, Mr. M. Dongo, as you know.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
Much, much better.
We were talking about Joburg weather now, as you've just come from Cape Town.
It's freaking raining for the first 3 days.
Yeah, but we needed it, isn't it? Because it was very dry. But anyway, you started your journey in entrepreneurship at the age of 19.
Yeah, I can actually say to be a full-time entrepreneur at the age of 19, to be a registered. But I can say that I was an entrepreneur from the youngest age, because I used to sell my lunchbox to people at school.
And then what would you eat?
Nothing. Hello. Can you see my body? How slim I am. I really don't eat. And my mom used to spoil me, so she used to do the lunchbox for me. She gave me money. She gave me this and that, of which I really didn't need all those things. So I could take those things. I sell it to my people, and then I keep the money. And then the other day, mommy was so shocked. By the time I said, "Mommy, can you please go and buy me ice?" And I said, "Where did you get the money?"
Yeah.
Said, "I've been saving this money on my pig bank." And then she went and buy me those pack of ice in summer. I used to, after school, I sell those ice, and I make money.
Nice.
From grade 3, grade 4.
So those were the informal businesses.
Yes.
What was the first proper formal registered business that you had?
The first one, it was actually in 2015, by the time I was studying here in Pretoria. So we went and registered a cake and decor company with two of my colleagues, and we were busy doing cakes for weddings, for different occasions.
Yeah.
And then, but it didn't go well. And then I had to move now to go to Cape Town. And when I went to Cape Town, I met the other lady who introduced me to another network marketing company. I worked with them. It was very nice, but that was the most important part of my life, that network marketing company, because I always wanted to be in front of people. I always wanted to do trainings. I always wanted to give out information, but the information that I have, I can't even keep it on myself. It's too much. And I found that company as an opportunity for me, because there were no presentations, there were no trainings for me, which was just done in Cape Town there. And then I had to initiate those ones. And right now, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday, every Saturday, there is trainings, there is presentations that I have initiated that side.
Yeah.
And then it also shaped me in being an entrepreneurship trainer. And then I started to do research more on the entrepreneurship journey, entrepreneurship things, like quite a lot of things. And then I managed to start my own company called BNC. That is just business, networking, and coaching. So, and that company was started with a passion that I had to train people, to motivate somebody, to show them some guidance, because I have started some businesses. They failed. Those informal businesses, they were failing because I didn't have anyone who was showing me what to do and where to go.
So you wanted to offer to others what you couldn't yourself get. That
was
initially why you started. But what keeps you going then and continue to drive business networking and coaching? And we'll discuss what exactly it is that you do.
Yes.
But what keeps you going and motivates you there?
You know, if you can go on my logo for your BNC, it's actually say inspired to inspire. So that is our motto. That is our aim. So what keeps me going, when I look around, I still see people who are doing businesses, but they're actually failing. Or some that they're actually trying to expand, but they are failing as well. Or some they're actually just doing their own businesses, but I can spot some other challenges. Why? Because I have walked through those challenges as well. So as long as there is still somebody who is in business, I'm so inspired to go and help. Mm. I'm so inspired I'm actually motivated to go out there and say, look, you mustn't do this, you can do that. You mustn't do this, but you can do this one.
Yeah.
So that thing only, it keeps me going. The fact that we have got a lot of entrepreneurs.
So let's break down in terms of the services you offer at BNC and, you know, your assistance that you give to other entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So from the name BNC, that is business. So under business, we do business events, we do business trainings, we do entrepreneurship courses, we do social media trainings, like the one that is actually coming this side in Johannesburg.
Okay.
We have got the one that is actually coming on the 13th in Joburg. So we do those trainings under the business, and also outsource some other skills, like with Nedbank and other groups as well, that we can actually bring the one that can be able to train either on the financial education and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the end part, that is the networking. So on the networking, we do networking events. That is number one. And then number two, my network is my client's network. So I exchange my network with my clients. So there is no way that I'm coaching, for example, you, and then I see you going down just because you are not getting clients, or you are not getting your network is not expanding. So what I do, I exchange my network with you as well.
Mm.
And then on the C party is coaching. So we also do coaching. We do one-on-one coaching. We do group coaching, where we will move with you. We will work through your own business from zero up until your business is working. And most of my clients, I can say, I do have got a different network. So there are other group that is the zero, the people who doesn't even have any business, people who doesn't even know what to do. I help them up until they are now doing their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those who are running business, but it's just moving on a straight line. There's no growth on that business. So we also help on that one as well. Yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of what you offer to some of these entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. what would you say is your advice to others? Because you've seen a lot of entrepreneurs fail, and if your own challenges that you've encountered. Your advice to other entrepreneurs?
My advice to other entrepreneurs that are out there is, number one, start. Just start. Don't wait until you've got a lot of money or until you've got a lot of information. Just start.
Mm.
And when you start, remember, you're going to make mistakes. Learn from those mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes also myself. Some of them, they costed me up, and I don't know how I can actually arrange that. Yeah, but I can say start somewhere. Just start wherever you are and learn on the go. And then the other thing is, keep your eyes fixed on the prize. Just keep moving, regardless of what. Yes, they are going to be hilltops. Yes, they are going to be a rough road. Yes, they are going to be thorns. They are going to be whatever, speed humps along the way. But just start and just keep moving. Just keep going. Keep the momentum. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Let's talk about the networking session. I mean, the training that will be happening on the 13th. That's next week, Wednesday.
Yes.
It's going to be here in Joburg,
It's going to be here.
Where do people go for information?
So people, they can actually go on our website. That is www.mrmdongo, which is mrmdongo.co.za. So it's going to be in Sandton. We are going to be training people how to make money on social media using whatever product that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll show them the ways of how can they start selling meat to meat eaters, not to vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're just posting things on social media, it's not everybody who's going to click on who's going to like your post, actually who's going to become your client as well. So what you do, we'll show you how to target the right market, how to set who do you want to you reach, and how to get more clients as well. Yeah.
All right. Give us your social media also, or everything is on the website.
On social media, everywhere, it's Mr. M Dongo. Mm-hmm. That is MRMDONGO. On Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Even also our website is mrmdongo.co.za. And then the other one, it's BNC. So that is mybnc.co.za.
Well, thank you again for joining us. We are out of time. All the best, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here.
Our pleasure. Munyiraze Dongo, popularly known as Mr. M Dongo. You can find him on all social media platforms there, as well as his website that he just gave out. And he's an innovative, inspirational speaker and certified entrepreneurship trainer. This is Change Your Game. Stay with us.